Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
On August 5th, 1968, the Republican National Convention opens in Miami Beach. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It was the day Ronald Reagan stopped being coy. 1968 was the most tumultuous of years in America. The Tet Offensive in Vietnam, the withdrawal of Lyndon Johnson from the presidential race, the assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and of Robert Kennedy, riots in cities across the nation, terrible violence at the Democratic Convention in Chicago, ongoing combat in Vietnam. And, more quietly, but also momentously in terms of the future of the Republican Party and of the country itself, there was a contest between three very different men for the Republican nomination for president. Richard Nixon, Nelson Rockefeller, and the new governor of California, Ronald Reagan. Beginning in the midterms of 1966, a landslide for the Republicans, Nixon, former congressman, senator, and vice president, had been mounting a political comeback after narrowly losing the presidency to John Kennedy in 1960. To Nixon's left stood New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller, a more liberal Republican. And to Nixon's right was Reagan, a former New Deal Democrat who had become the darling of the conservative wing of the Republican Party. Heading into the convention that opened on this date in Miami Beach, the outcome was uncertain. As Nixon recalled it, "It was Ronald Reagan who set the hearts of many Southern Republicans aflutter. He spoke their conservative language articulately and with great passion, and there was always a possibility that Southern delegates could be lured at the last minute by his ideological siren song. Until I had the nomination, therefore, I had to pay careful attention to the dangers of a sudden resurgence on the right. Equally dangerous would be a serious intra-party split that would deliver the Reaganites into Wallace's camp. Wallace was George Corley Wallace of Alabama, the segregationist who was running a third-party bid. Nixon's problem was a perennial one: how to balance left and right. On this August Monday, Reagan became, briefly, a real candidate for the nomination. The California delegation announced, "Governor Reagan, in fact, is a leading and bona fide candidate for president." It was not to be, not that year, anyway. In the fullness of time, with the gift of hindsight, we can see that Richard Nixon was at once a uniter and a divider, a force for good and a force for ill. The campaign he won in 1968 was ferocious, but when he came to govern, he did so, unusually given the tenor of the race, more or less with a centrist orientation on policy. He created the Environmental Protection Agency, proposed a guaranteed annual income, sought a wide-ranging health care plan. In so doing, the crises of 1968 were managed. The forces abroad in the land in that campaign remain real and relevant to all of us. Division and fear, racial tension and anxieties about the present and the future. That problems troubled the past doesn't mean they don't trouble us now. They do. But as a hero of Nixon's, Winston Churchill once remarked, "The future is unknowable, but the past should give us hope." Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and Founding Partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Audacy company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.